The Texas gunman and a military mistake.
The Air Force failed to report Kelly's name.
Small town deals with heartbreak.
I've cried so much, I don't have any tears left.
President Trump's message to North Korea.
Come to the table, make a deal.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, tough new questions for the military in the wake of Sunday's massacre at a Texas church. Because of an Air Force mistake, gunman Devin Patrick Kelly's name was not entered in a database that would have prevented him from buying a gun. Kelly was drummed out of the service after a domestic violence conviction. The case involved threats and injuries to his wife and a stepson. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
The Air Force will conduct an investigation, but it appears the fatal mistake of failing to enter Kelly's name into the database occurred at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, where he was stationed at the time of his court-martial.
Colorado gun shop owner Jeff Lepp, who sold a handgun to Kelly in 2014, says he relies on that database.
You never want to sell something to somebody who's going to commit any form of crime, let alone a mass murder like this.
This is Steve Futterman in Sutherland Springs. People still in shock in this small town gathered again last night for another vigil, trying to cope with the unthinkable.
We need to hold each other tight and let each other know that we love them.
As investigators here look for a motive, they are focusing on an ongoing and increasing dispute between Devin Patrick Kelly and his mother-in-law. Freeman Martin is with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
There was a domestic situation going on within this family. The suspect's mother-in-law attended this church.
She was not there on Sunday, but Kelly's wife's grandmother was, and she was one of those killed. As law enforcement personnel combed through the church, they now believe Kelly fired more than 400 shots while he was there. At the end, when Kelly realized he would not be able to escape, he fired one more shot to his head, killing himself.
26 people were killed in the attack, and CBS's Michelle Miller says one family was decimated by the gunfire in that church.
The Holcomb family lost 9 members in all. Grandfather Brian Holcomb and his wife Carla, Brian's son Mark and his daughter Noah, Crystal Holcomb, her unborn child, and 3 of the couple's children, Emily, Meg, and Greg, also died. Earl Seasongood is a close friend.
They're not lost and they're not gone. They're with the Lord himself.
High school sweethearts Robert and Shaney Corrigan also died. They have 2 sons on active duty.
55-year-old Stephen Williford's being hailed for confronting the gunman with a rifle and was able to shoot and wound him.
I'm no hero. My God, my Lord, protected me and gave me the skills to do what needed to be done. And I just wish I could have gotten there faster.
Williford and another man chased Kelly before it all came to an end. In South Korea, President Trump had praise for Williford.
If he didn't have a gun, instead of having 26 dead, he would have had hundreds more dead.
He said tougher gun laws would not have prevented the massacre. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says Mr. Trump is in the shadow of one of his Twitter targets, North Korea.
While in the past the president has talked with aplomb of unleashing fire and fury on North Korea, here, just a few dozen miles from the DMZ, he's dialing it down.
We have many things happening that we hope. In fact, I'll go a step further. We hope to God we never have to use.
He now says it makes sense for the North to come to the table and make a deal. He had previously called direct talks a waste of time. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, with the president in Seoul.
A former Trump foreign policy advisor has told Congress he had contact with a high-level Russian official on a trip to the country last year. The revelation about Carter Page comes in a transcript released by a House committee after testimony last week. The financial documents release that raised questions about Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross may also take some of the shine off of Apple. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
They're called the Paradise Papers, leaked internal documents from an offshore law firm, and they show how Apple looked for a new tax haven for its European profits when Irish tax collectors were closing in.
Apple went shopping and had a shopping list.
European lawmaker and tax campaigner Paul Tang.
They didn't want to pay more taxes than 0.005%.
Apple's CEO assured U.S. lawmakers the company wasn't stashing untaxed profits in some Caribbean shelter, and it wasn't. It chose the Isle of Jersey in the English Channel to park an estimated $128 billion beyond the reach of U.S. or European tax collectors. Steve?
New information in The New Yorker details efforts taken by Harvey Weinstein's people to try to stop the wave of sexual misconduct allegations that have come out in recent weeks. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The magazine claims Weinstein enlisted the help of a, quote, army of spies to track actresses and journalists attempting to publicize allegations against him. Over a year-long period, Weinstein's team of investigators allegedly collected intelligence on dozens of people, including psychological profiles that The New Yorker says focused on personal or sexual histories.
Well, it's Election Day, and voters in two states are choosing governors. CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn has his eye on Virginia.
This is a very close race. The reason is Republican nominee Ed Gillespie has pretty much gone full Donald Trump in this campaign. He's hit his opponent, Ralph Northam, the lieutenant governor, on crime, on immigration, on gangs, on Confederate monuments.
And in New Jersey, polls show Democrat Phil Murphy with a lead over Republican Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno. A new study suggests self-driving vehicles should be on the road sooner rather than later to save lives.
If you wait till the technology is perfect, says the RAND study, hundreds of thousands of lives could be lost in crashes caused by less than perfect drivers. That may be right in theory, says Navigant research analyst Sam Abelsamad.
From a purely objective standpoint, that's probably true. But that's not necessarily the way the general public is going to perceive it.
Government regulators in the past have said automated vehicle technology has to be twice as safe as drivers in order for the public to accept it. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Florida State's president says he hopes his decision to suspend activities at all fraternities and sororities on campus won't last long. It involves a death involving alcohol. Turns out our knowledge of the human body is only skin deep. Here's CBS's Jim Taylor.
Take a blank template of the human body. Place more than 20 human organs where they belong, from the lungs to the liver, appendix to Achilles tendon. Lancaster University researchers in Britain say the only organ which 100% of people answer correctly, the brain. We all know where that is. Organ that's hardest for people to locate, the adrenal glands. Most mistakenly think they're in the neck.
Think lower. Those glands are atop each kidney. It's no joke. The mayor of Hillsborough, Ohio, says he won't seek a third term on the job. Drew Hastings revealed that yesterday. He's a stand-up comic who's had some high-profile TV appearances. He's also fought off a court challenge that was no laughing matter over allegations that he falsified his residency to run for office. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.